Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. Omer Rav Chana Bar Abba. You should know that the Netinim was a gzera of David. Where do we see that? Shenema Vayikra Melech LeGivonim Vayomer Aleihem. So the king calls to them and he tells them this story. Now the story over there, you will recall, was that there was a 3-year famine. David goes and asks the Urim V'Tumim, what's the makor of this famine? And the Urim V'Tumim says, it's because nobody took care of the Givonim, who after Shaul murdered Novir HaKohanim, the Givonim lost their income because they were making money off of Novir HaKohanim, they were the Shoalim Mayim. Nobody dealt with that problem. They let the Megurashim of Gush Katif sit there and nobody gave a hang. And these were only gators, of course. So therefore, since nobody gave a hang, you have to hang the children of Shaul, said the Givonim. So the David calls him, he says, what will it take for you to be Michaelas, so that we won't suffer this terrible hunger? They say, there's nothing, you can't buy us off. We want blood. Shaul killed Novir HaKohanim, never looked behind, we want his children hung. So David tries to, Yomer David the Givonim tries to, he defies them. They refuse to accept peace. So then, the next words in the pasuk are, "Va'givonim lo b'nei Yisrael." These people are not Jewish. So clearly, this is why they became lo b'nei Yisrael. My time of God, Rabbi, what was the basis of the gezeira? Dichtiv. Va'yira av b'nei David shalosh shanim shana achar shana. There was 1 year after another terrible drought, and they didn't know what to do. So the first year, and here we're medayek, the Torah says shana achar shana. So shana ha-shana means that they were working on this. The first year, David HaMelech says to them, they gather together, they come to Beis HaMikdash, says, this is terrible. Must be there are people who are being oved avodah zarah in secret. Shemar the avodah kichovim yesh b'chem. And it says, after all, v'avatem elohim acherim yishtachem yitem lehem, v'yotzar et ha-shamayim v'lo yem atar. So therefore, I want this year, Bezdin, every town has to look into detailed, are there people worshipping Avodah Zarah? We have to be able to do this. But Kuvalo Matzah. They desperately searched, did anybody here? Were there any? Nothing. There wasn't a remnant that anybody was being able to Avodah Zarah. Come back the next year. So David HaMelech says, but if that's not the case, Shema Ovrei Averah Yesh Bechem. There must be sexual offenders. Dichtiv Vayimnu'u Revivim U'malkosh Lo Hayah U'metzach Isha Zona Hayah. So it has to be that people are being nikshal in Zlus, and therefore, there's no rain. But Gulamaz spent the whole year trying to be Iker, couldn't find anybody being Isaac down there. You can imagine the Darga of Claudius Rome. This is an incredible thing to think of. Shleishis. This is an unbelievable. There must be a more subtle thing then. I have it. There's Peskei Tzedakah Barabim. People say, Amisha Barak. And they say, I'm going to get $1,800 for the shul, they never pay up. If they pay to Rabin, Tzedakah Rabin, the Ein Nodnim, that stops the rains. Because it says, Nisim V'ruach V'geshamayim, when you've got the winds, you've got the clouds, but there's no rain. It's because Ish Mitalel B'matat Sheker. And people are putting up with this nonsense instead of going and tearing them to pieces. But Gubalo Matzah spent the year checking, everybody had paid up their donations. There was no such thing. So then David HaMelech realized, okay, if it's not a dependent in the Kaal as a whole, the only one that can deal with something that's that subtle is the Melech. The Melech is basically the lave of the nation. It's totally Eina Dover Toli Elabi. And at that point, Miyad Vayavakesh David et Pnei Hashem. David, since only the Urim V'Tumim were only allowed to ask, is an amazing story. Nowadays, of course, we go to the Baal Kabbalah and the soothsayer, and they tell you, the mezuzah was missing a vav, and therefore this is the problem, and go be misakin this. They didn't know about this. So they thought that for 3 years you have to suffer the destruction of the economy and hunger because you don't have a right to go to the Baal Kabbalah and tell you you can't check your mezuzahs. You have to actually figure out what you're doing wrong. Amazing. Such a primitive approach. Okay. It's a terrible situation. So, for 3 years, you understand, they held that it's up to them. They can't ask Novi, they can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, you're idiots, you're doing something wrong, figure it out. What, do we got to spell it out for you? And he sees it's not being spelled. It's not that it's not being spelled out. There's a real problem over here. It can't be dependent on the people. It's dependent on something in the national identity. That's me. A Melech has a reshus to ask in the Urim V'Tumim. You can't ask in the Urim V'Tumim if it isn't the Dvar Malchus from the Dvar Tolei Elabim. good. He goes to the Rebbe, Mamish, we're talking about a different religion here. No, seriously, this is Klal Yisrael. It's totally different things. This is an amazing God. Things on this staff are enough to shatter you. Now you'll see him. It gets worse. So David asks the Pnei Hashem, what does that mean? Oh, Mishlak Yishol Borim V'tumi. What makes you say it means Yom V'tumi? It means nothing. My Mashma. Oh, Mishlak Yishol Borim V'tumi. Pnei, the word Pnei. It says, Vayivakei David is Pnei Hashem. Uchtivata V'sha'alo B'mishpat Ha'urim L'Pnei Hashem. So we see that when it comes to Pnei Alazara Kohen Ya'amod, that it's called Pnei Hashem in reference to the Urim V'tumi. Okay. God answers him, as the Urim V'tumim often does in an oracle manner, which it always seems to be crazy. So God tells him two contradictory things. El Sha'ul, the El Beit Hadamim, Al Asher Hemita Givonim. The Dovid's supposed to figure out what this means. Sha'ul never killed any Givonim. And if you're calling the Beit Hadamim, how do you call him Sha'ul? What? So what I'm saying, says the Gemara, what is this? It's two things. Sha'ul is one thing. Sha'ul is that it was Lo Nispat Kahalacha. The Plishtim captured Sha'ul, they took his body, they hung it up. They never had a proper hesped over Sha'ul. And Beit Hadamim, that's the fact that Sha'ul is also Beit Hadamim. That's, I mean, are we looking for the good things, looking for the bad things? It's weird. And Asher Amita Givonim. No, but Mitoch Sha'arad no Vira Kohanim. Sha'ayum is Maspikim Lamayim Umazon. Ma'aleh Olem HaKatuf Kilu Hargan. So because of the fact that there's no parnasa, that's murder. Understand, the pasuk at the same time, Urim V'Tumim, is being toveah Klal Yisrael for not giving a proper hesped to Sha'ul, and being toveah for the fact that he wants to be not. I mean, how's it about? Does that make sense? Katova al Sha'ul, Sha'ul nispat kalacha, v'katova al Asher imita givonim. Yes, absolutely. The Omer Shlokish, my dichtim, bikshu et Hashem kol anvei aretz, Asher mishpato po'alo. Let's try mishpato po'alo. It means Basher mishpato shampo'alo, where a person's being judged. I always remember every good thing that he did, despite the fact that he's being destroyed. So now we're being teveah, the children of Sha'ul, to hang them up. But you have to know he wasn't mishpat kalacha. There's no such thing. Now we're in this mood. There's no moods. Mishpat pe'ila is absolute. Every last thing that we're going to be derish teveah from you against Sha'ul, we're going to be teveah the same moment for Sha'ul. This is the pasuk that we found in Chayiga. He burst out crying when he was reading the pasuk, because it says Ulai Tisafru. Kulei Hai Ulai. The pasuk ends Bakshu Tzedakah, Bakshu Anava, and hope for the best. Because when you're talking about mishpat like this, all you can do is hope. So it's Kulei Hai Ulai. Omar David. So David said, "Okay, so what do I deal with now? Sha'ul is a big problem. When they Sha'ul Naflo Treso Yarchisha." It's already after 12 months. This was almost 13 years later. Right? This was when David was before David died. So Yom. Normally, you don't say hesped after 12 months. As it says, yeah, the Tanchumim is only 12 months. So I can't really. I mean, Darka Lemispedei. We're going to be hesped now on Sha'ul, 13 years after he died. You know what? Let's deal with the Givonim. Maybe that will take away the Yom. Okay. The Krinu, when if I see him, I'll call the Givonim in. We'll pay them off. I'll make it up to them. What do they call the
reparations?
No. What do they call when they have the opposite of discrimination, where they only accept blacks?
Affirmative action.
We'll institute an affirmative action program here.
Hire your money.
Only hire Givonim. We'll make it up to them. That should do it. Somebody ground up like Givonim. I don't really know. Tell me what it'll take. Ma selakan b'ma'achaper berkuat nachalat Hashem b'merkalas. The Mavarach Klal Yisrael, and everything will be okay. So they say, by Yom Lord Givonim, you ain't going to buy us off. Eilon of Kesef is Avim Sha'ul. This is not a monetary cheshbon we've got with Sha'ul and with his family. Oh no. The Eilon of East, there's no individual over here that we're looking at that we want to have. That's not the point. There's no one outside of Sha'ul's home. Ish be Yisrael, we have no problem with. We got a problem with Sha'ul's family. That's where we got a problem. So David says, okay, so what are you saying? I'm at the moment. So just you say what you want. And I'll give it to you. Follow this. And now you're talking. Yutan lonu shivan Hashem mibanav, volkanu Hashem migivat Sha'ul. Hang his children. And let everybody see what happens to people that don't take good care of Givonim. that point it says that Lomi Ben Israel. So the Melech says to himself, so Mephias will take Sino. So he tries to buy them off, he tries to touch it. What kind of nonsense is that? What is that going to accomplish? This is like the Arabs. Only blood's going to help. So he says to himself, you know, Klal Yisrael has three things in which you can identify a Ben Yisrael. They're Rachmanim, they're Baishanim, and they're Gomlei Chasadim. Rachmanim, it says, when you tell them Rachmanim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here said that the Venatan Racham Rachamim is giving you the sense of Rachamim. By Shanim, it says, Yiratoa Pneichem means there's a level of awareness in which a person doesn't have Azos. It's an interesting Marsha, the time is Latavka, but in Israel, the most Az. It says before they're Az and Shabu'umets, which means that they're not by Shanim, they're horrific. Look at the ugly Israeli. This is by Shanim. It says the Marsha, that's the point. The Kadesh, yeah, you're a sophist, that's the Torah, that's what it said. Why was Torah given to Israel? Because they are impossible people. They're going to destroy the world unless they have Torah. So, okay, so maybe that. Well, this argument is two different elements. The Azim is one aspect. Okay, but they're also good, like Hasodim. The Chetiv, that's the whole point of Avram. I mean, Laman Yitzhak is Banav, is Beso Acharam. And then that's Tzedakah Umich, but I mean, these are people that are naturally good, like Hasodim. Koshi, Yeshbur, Shoshi, Simon, Malolo, Rawili, Babi, Gumazo. The people want to become Jewish, they have to have these simonim. We don't take a bunch of mamzerim and make them money. These guys are a bunch of mamzerim, basically. Therefore, immediately was gezer on them, and so we'll see the continuation of the story tomorrow. But this accounts for the gezerah against the
Yibet. Because they're not Rachmanim.
That's a lot of Israel here. And we were holding in the middle of a story of the gezerah on the Givanim and the Sinim. We saw that David HaMelech was Gezer, and the reason that he was Gezer on them was because they wouldn't be Mekabel pius. He felt that their midas that were not Ruyas for Yisrael. And therefore, he considered them to be like Avodim. He gave them a din of Avodim, that they should then be an Isser, according to Rashi, an Isser Chasmus Durabona. Before, you should know that in general, Tosfos holds the Isser Chasmus on the Nesinim is a Diraisa. Not the way we've been learning all the way through the sugya like Rashi. Obviously, this is dependent in the way that Rava held before his original Habamini member was that Lo Tichatein Banas while they were going, but after Geiris they're Mutter. And he said, no, that's ridiculous because we couldn't call it Lo Tichatein. But in the end, we showed that like, maybe it is Shaykh Halosh of Chatznut. And I mentioned to you then that this is a big machlokes v'shayim. Halacha l'maaseh, is there an Isser of Lo Tichatein? The Shiva Amami, that they give them money from. So Tosfos says we're not even discussing over here the Shaila of whether Chasnus would be more than Chas. This is an issue of the Raisa. The Shaila over here is only whether they should be allowed to be B'nai Chayrim. Whether they should give them a Din of Avadim. And the Din of Avadim may have other issues associated with it. We give them a Din of Avadim. So there's an issue also of Lo Yeh Kadesh. No Yekadesh is under Yisr Kaha, and therefore that's other Dinim Lagabi Chasas, which we'll see. But in any event, we've been learning through the Sugi the whole time that the Shiloh of years on the Givonim is only mentioned Agam, we never really mentioned the Sinim together with Mamzeir. We don't mean it's Mamish Yerais, and that's Rashi, and many of the other Shiloh agree with Rashi. But as I said, it's major Machlokas. So if you hold Lot Yitratin Bam, Yischal, even after Gerah, Badachi after Gerah, the way Rabbi said, Labilsi, Madamri, so then in Achinam we'll have to learn this whole Sugi differently. But let's continue learning like Rashi.
The Avodim that they had when they were freed became Jews.
Right.
Did that apply only to certain nations or any nation?
No, that applied to any nation. But if it's a Gezeras Bezdin that they're Avodim, it's not individual Avodim. They're Avodim to the Tzibur. There's nobody to be Meshachar with them. We'll see later on what the din would be if Bezdin of Yisrael decides to be Meshachar with the Givanim. What would be the halacha that we'll discuss today and on the base? Okay, so in any event, we learned through the whole first part of the story. The terrible story that the Givanim weren't going to be Meichel, Mishpach HaShoah, and they insisted on blood. And that's where we got up to. We were holding by Vayikach HaMelech et Shnei B'nei Ritzpah Bas Aya, one third of the way down, to a line below, one third of the way down. Vayikach HaMelech et Shnei B'nei Ritzpah Bas Aya, Asher Yodal Shalom, et Armoni Vet Mifiboshes. So, the end of the story is, the king takes two children of Ritzpah Bas Aya, and this was the Mephibosheth, Tosfos says, that is the son of Shaul, not the son, Mephibosheth, son of Yonatan. This is the Mephibosheth that was Yulat to Shaul himself, and this is the Mephibosheth that was David's own Rebbe. And we had back in Brochus, remember that he said, why is he called Mephibosheth? Because why is David the halachas. They called him Mephibosheth, even though his real name was over there Ishbosheth. But the Mephibosheth, the one that we know is Mephibosheth, it says is not called. He's called Ishbal. So in any event, but just to identify who we're talking, it's Nogea later on in the sugya. We're not talking about one of the children of Yonatan. We're talking about a child of David, a Shaul. And now he also took Chameshis b'nei Michal bat Shaul asher yaldah la'Adriel ben Barzillai mecholati. And he took the five children of Michal that she had given to Adriel. Why these? Afka, how about the rest of the family of Shaul? How could he choose which one to take out? So why these, says the Gemara, my Shahani? Well, Revuna chas v'shalom, David didn't decide which ones. Evi rum lifnei Aaron. Kosh Aaron koto l'misa. Kosh ein Aaron koto l'chaim. He passed them in front of the Aaron abris, and those that became stuck to the Aaron, those were the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had selected, and the rest went free. Moshe Reb Chana bar Katina, you see that that's not true, because it says, Vayachmol ha-melech al-mepiboshet ben Yonatan ben Shaul. So it says that he, David, because of the bris that he had with Yonatan, he had promised Yonatan to take care of his family, that he wouldn't take Mephibosheth, the son of Yonatan. So then obviously he was doing the selecting. I mean, you're saying the Aaron was doing the selecting. That's not kosher. Shaul Evir, he didn't take it in front of the Aaron. So there was no chance that he would be selected. It's very, so think more ways. He couldn't do that. Understand. David HaMelech doesn't have a right to use his personal bris as a way of selecting him. He's bizyayas. But he's acting over here on behalf of Klal Yisrael, since he's got a personal connection, so therefore he won't bring him to be Ma'avir Lifnei Aaron. That's crazy. Ella, on the contrary, Shehaviro, as a matter of fact, he had been Ma'avir Mephibosheth ben Yonatan, and indeed Koto, he was chosen by the Aaron to be killed. So when it says Vayachamol David, it means that he was Mevakesh of Avraham. He was misfollowed for him. And they let him go. So the Aaron let him go, Polto. Says he must have, still turns out to be Masupanim. Everybody sees it. This guy he rescues, the other guy he doesn't rescue him. So Adakati Masupanim Eshbedabam. Ella, you're right. Vayakamol is the Pshat. That he was misfollowed before the Maisa. He was misfollowed that the Aaron shouldn't be carried with him. And indeed, when he was Maver in front of the Aaron wasn't curling. That Yavush is to do me. The question of whether somebody else will be selected, I mean, that's not your issue. That's, every time somebody's misfollowed for something, it takes the place of somebody else. I want to get the job. No? You know, that's why I want to get the job, and the other person shouldn't get the job. So that, okay, that's not called Masubanim. That's called Tefillah. So the Gemara, this whole thing doesn't even make sense. What kind of mishigas is this? What right do we have to be met? The Givanim said, so because of that, the Givanim said, so we have a right. It goes against the Torah. Lo yumsu avei salpanim. You're not allowed to take a din over here. What's their taina? Their taina is against Shaul. So therefore, because they have a taina against Shaul, so we're going to go lo yumsu and banim lo yumsu alahos, it says the Farish, so that we're not allowed to kill children because of the chataim of the father. Ish becheto yomu. So what right did he have to do this before? Omer Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Omer Rebbe Yochanan Mutav, Sheteyakero, Takat Minat Torah, Vayit Charal Shem Shamayim Vifayasim. It was an ace last six. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what we got to do. Because it's a tremendous Chilul Hashem. Your people became gay. And nobody stood up for them. And we allowed them, Klal Yisrael allowed people to sit there year after year without a parnasa, despite the fact that it was the fault of the Melech and the Tzibur. Kind of business is that? So it was a tremendous kichul Hashem. Because of that, they had to be eiker this halacha. So think about, and what about the incredible continuation of the story? Vatikach Ritzpah bat Ayah. So Ritzpah bat Ayah is the mother now of Armoni and Mephibosheth. They're sitting there hanging out in the sun for months from the time of Nisan. So she goes, she takes a sack, Vatateo le'alatsur, and she spreads it out on a rock, and she stays out there 24 hours a day. And she sat there and protected the bodies for those months until the rains began, when they were able to take them down, and that with the Kadosh Baruch Hu was nana to the Aret. This is beautiful. It doesn't say Al Hatzur, it says El Hatzur. I mean, she went out there Badafka, that everybody would see that she was Matzdikas Adin. Hatzur, Tamim, Baalot, is Tzidik Adin. El Hatzur. How is a child potential to let the bodies hang? You're not even allowed to allow a body to hang overnight. So what's a child for? And months and months. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yehuda, Tzadok, Mutar, Shetayakero, Tachat, Min HaTorah, Vitkadesh, Shem, Shem, Befer, Hesed. It's not only to avoid a Chilul Hashem, but even to make a Kiddush Hashem, that this was necessary to do. Shayoyim, Vishavim, Aimri. People from all over the world would pass by and say, what's going on over here? Mati Ben Shalelu. So the tour guides would say, oh, these are the B'nai Malachim, these are from the royal family. Wow, what did they do? I mean, they must have got... God only knows, they were traitors, spies, working for the Soviet Union. What did they do to deserve this? What did they do? Push the Yedei and the Gerim Gururim, these phony Gerim that they fooled Yahushua. So because they weren't careful, the family wasn't careful, Gerim Gururim, that's what we did to them. So they would go crazy. My God, this is their concept of that. So careful with justice. That even the royal family, for the lowest people on the social totem pole, imagine how careful they are in their dinim for stam people if they're ready to act against the royal family. And if they act this way to protect even gerim geruim, to Yisrael halachas kama vekama, imagine how they would protect their own. How they would protect us who would be real gerim tzedek. We would have a regular din of Yisrael. Immediately through that Maisa, there was an immediate Geiris, 150,000 people become Geirim because of this Maisa. Shinema Vayile Shlomo Shivim Elef Nosei Sabal Ushmonim Elef Chotzev Bahar. It says that Shlomo had 70,000 Sabalim and 80,000 people that were working on digging out the stones from the mountain. Where? It doesn't say they were Geirim. Don't mean Yisrael have it. Who says they were Geirim? Let's talk about that. What's the matter with you guys? Don't want to be a yomim. First of all, they couldn't have been gerim, okay? Because it says bichlal right after that maisa. It says there in Malachim. It says bnei Yisrael lo natan shlomo eved, that he didn't use them for this type of avdus bnei Yisrael. It says kiyam sheyam yochama. They were his higher echelon servers, but not avdus. And in the Rayomim it says beferish. It says, Vayisaper, says, well, wait a minute, but maybe they weren't everybody. Maybe they were people that were just hired. Maybe they were just Dungazer. The Tosfos says Dungar. Dungar means hired by the day. You know, like the Sabalim. Isn't that Sabalim? So maybe hired Sabalim went out every morning out there by Shashem and picked up whatever Palestinians were selling their bodies for the day. You know, and, who's to say that the Bechlal that it was? Says, well, but in Divrei Yomim, it says it klar. It says, Vayisaper Shlomo. So first of all, it says over there, Shlomo Melech made a census. That this says over there, Beferish, this was after the census that took place by David. And he found that after that, Maisa, there was 150,000 additional people who had made themselves basically Gerim with. But, so they didn't go to Bezna Gadol, there wouldn't be Bekapo Gerim. But they were so unbelievably overwhelmed by the godless of Yisrael, they couldn't hold themselves back. So he finds there's another 150,000 people. So he takes those people and he makes them basically the Sabalim and the Chotzei Bahar. So Vayas Mayim Shivim Elef Sabal Ushmonim Elef Chotzei Bahar, which is exactly the number that it was talking about in Sefer Malachim. So clearly it was referring back specifically to this Maisa after the census. He discovered that he had a lot of people that weren't supposed to be there. So he says, okay, so let's use those people now for our Veda from the base of Megiddash and so on. So this was,
There's a fellow from the Cameroon. He says, there's 2 million Cameroons waiting to be reconciled. But they claim they're of the
census. Okay. We already brought in a million Goyim here to God help us. Okay. Ingenious Israelis. Right. Yeah. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so this is the end of the story. You know, Lamaisa, you're saying that the whole mucker of the Isser on the Nesinim, the way Rashi put it, or the whole mucker of the Abdus of the Nesinim, the way Tosfos is learning, is from David HaMelech. This is exactly back from the time of Moshe. We see that Moshe said, Nichotei Veitzecha, so we know, as Chazal tell us, that that's a raya that they must have been. Apparently, They're not really Jewish. Who are these people, these Kotveyetzim? I mean, I certainly wouldn't call regular Galen Kotveyetzim. So it must be from there. We learned that there were Umayyads that came, Bismana Shalmesha, that did exactly the same thing. So he apparently was Geyser. So this is an old Gezerah, that people that make themselves Gerim Gerurim, the tricks and so on. So that these get a din of Kotveyetzim. So then that would automatically be true about the Givenim. So why do we need Dovin HaMelech? Why do we need, don't need the Dovin HaMelech B'chalam? Wait, Moshe goes Elohu Dara, and Dovin goes Elokulei Dara. There was a big difference between them. Moshe's Gezerah was only on the ones that had done this in his days. Comes along Dovin, and he was Gezer on the Givenim that came later. But that's not true. The Givenim we find Gezerah from the time of Yoshua. Got the Yoshua Gezer alive. It's named Yoshua by Yomavu. So here it says Beferish that he set them aside in his days already to for the Mizbach Hashem and for Yisrael. So that means that David didn't do anything new. No, because they note that it says on the Mizbach Hashem. So it means Yoshua was Geyser only Mizman Shpeit HaMikdash Kayan. So there needs to be people that would service the Beis HaMikdash, the Halevim, take care of the Kayanim, and so on. So he was Geyser. But for the time, Mizman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayan, there's no the Mizbach Hashem. If there's no the Mizbach Hashem, so he didn't make a Gezerah. Says the Gemara. First of all, they're not Gayim, they're Gainim, but they're Gainim Gerurim, that we were Geyser. They fooled us. Rebbe wanted to be matir the Nesini. Now, according to Rashi, it means to be matir the Chassis. According to Rashi, Chassis issued the Raisa. So it means that we wanted to be matir the meaning to be matir the Scherim that they became Chagveyetzim, and to take off the din of Avdus. Yotaina, but this is an old Gezerah, how could be made Rebbe? They want to be Mabatil, the best of Meshur Rabbeinu, or the best of Yeshua. I mean, how could they do that? So Rashi and Tesis explain, all he wanted to do was use the Kayak of Hefker Bezdin after. That's not to be Mabato. Hefker Bezdin after. That's a different halakha, the din of Mominus. So if the din of the Isser on the Givonim comes from their state of Avdus, so if we're Mabatil that state of Avdus through Hefker, obviously a Yochid doesn't own the Givonim, but if the Tzibur through the Bezdin Agodol is Matir, so that should be okay. So Rebbe wanted indeed to be, be made Rebbe, they wanted to be martyrs. So Rebbe said to them, you can't. Because, look, you'll notice that it says there are two things. It says over there that Yoshua made them avodim for two things. La'eda u'lemizbach Hashem. So even if we would be matir the chelek of the Eda, that's ours. What right do we have to be matir the chelek of the Mizbeach? That's not up to us to be matir. That already belongs to Hekdesh. So how can we be matir that? That clearly shows when Rebbe said, how are we going to be matir the chelek mizbeach, even though there was no mizbeach, obviously, at the time. So it must be that this argues on Rebbe Bar Abba, because Rebbe Bar Abba on Rebbe Yochanan, he says that the chelek of the Eda is Liyarlam Asr. But the chelek mizbeach is only Asr Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, because it was given specifically to mizbeach. If the mizbeach doesn't require the usage of the divani, so it's automatically bottled. So the Mizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam it's also. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam would be Shari. So Rashi learns, okay, when it says Ovir Chelek Eda Liyola Maser means unless, of course, we would be Matir. So the Raya that it's not going like Rebbe Chiya is that Rebbe said, who's going to be Matir? The Chelek HaMizbeach. But according to Rebbe Chiya, the Chelek HaMizbeach anyway is Hutter. Others learn just the opposite. That if we would be Matir, our Chelek, at a time that there is no Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach would never be able to be Tefis them again because there wouldn't be no Avdus. So then we would be taken away. That's not the part that was Chelek over here on the Maimer of Rukhiyah. What was Chelek was a part of Chelek Ha'eda L'Yoylam Asr. Because they learned the Pshat is Chelek Ha'eda L'Yoylam Asr is that part of the original Gezerah was that we should never be Mafkir. That's the point. So that over here by utilizing the Kayach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker we would be Eker their Gezerah. That was part of the Gezerah and therefore we can't do it. Whereas Rebbe only complained, what are we going to do about the Mizbeach? That's Chelek, because here it says, the Eidna is Leolam, the exact opposite of Rashi's Pshat. Omer Rebbe Yoshua, at last, after going through the dinim of Pitzua Daka, and so we suddenly come back to seeing how these dinim are directly relevant to Yiba. All of a sudden, in the middle of the parak, we switch back to the wrench, and now these dinim, how do they apply to Yiba? Omer Rebbe Yoshua, Shamati Sha'asaris Choletz V'chotzin le'ishto. On the one hand, I was mekabel for my rabbeim that a soris is chaylitz, and that if a soris dies, we're chaylitz his wife. And yet I was also mekabel for my rabbeim that a soris lo chaylitz and lo chotzin le'ishto. And boy, am I confused. Ein le'farish. Om Rabbi Akiva, let me explain it for you, sir. Ani afarish. Soris adam chaylitz v'chotzin le'ishto. Mipnei sh'aytalo sh'at hakosh. The question over here is, we know that the Torah says in three different ways, really. Psukim that are memayat, the soris of the island is from whether the husband is a soris, the wife is a sirisa, or the miyabim is a soris. We know he has to be shayach lakim shem le'achiv. We know that there has to be a b'chor asher teleid. We would dive all of these psukim earlier. And we know v'lo yimakesh mo miYisrael, prat v'soris yishmo machui. So if the guy himself, the brother who died, was a sorry, it's not shayach to say v'lo yimakesh mo. He had no chance anyway to make a shem. If the chaylitz, the miyabim rather, is a sorry, he can't be making lock of shem. If the wife is an islandess, she can't be a b'chor asher teleid. So from all of this, we know that the Torah now made the halacha dependent on the shaychus to Leda. However, the question is, when we talk about the shaychus of Leda, are we talking about something innate, or are we talking about something circumstantial? Suppose the guy is old, or suppose the wife is postmenopausal. So, is that the pshat that it's not, or is the Torah defining the type of people that are congenitally, that such a type of person is not included? It doesn't mean that every case has to be. I mean, obviously we know that, as we said before, you're Mekayim in the midst of Yimbo, you'd be Mekayim with an act of Bia that's Harah Be'alma. You're certainly not going to have too many children that way. But nonetheless, there's a halacha, this is what we mean. You go through the mice. It doesn't mean that necessarily. Okay, I mean, we had obviously discussions about that, to be a Samir up here. But it doesn't mean literally that this particular circumstance has to be able to lead to all of that. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, the same thing is true over here. The Torah indeed is memayet, the soris, or the sirisa, either if it's the wife, or if it's the husband, or if it's the miyah. However, we need to understand that that's not talking about any soris. It's talking about the absolute, where there was never a time that this person wasn't a soris. But something that's defined as in the course of a lifetime, now that's what happens, that's not called a soris that is out of the question. So niyafarech. A Saris Adam, who had a Shas HaKesher, Choletz V'Chotzin Lishto, something happened to him in the course of his life. Here we're using Saris Adam in a more general sense. In other words, what we're saying is, the word Saris Chama, and by the way, the Yerushalmi says this, although Rashi doesn't, there are Rishonim who bring it, Rambam brings us to truth that, based on Yerushalmi, that the word Saris Chama does not mean, according to him, a Saris from a fever, or a Saris from heat, we'll see later on in our sugya. Tomorrow, that a Saris Chama could mean literally from heat, that he was exposed in utero, he was overheated. And that destroyed the development of his reproductive system. But a Saris Chama, according to the Yerushalmi, means that at the first moment that he saw the sun, he was a Saris. That's a shot. In other words, congenitally, it's called Chama. So this is the sun shined on him as a Saris when he was first born. So we use it in that sense. Anything other than that is a Saris Adam. Now that doesn't mean literally that, in other words, it's shayach to be a Saris Adam. Let's say a person was nistaris in utero by another. That's still called a Saris Chama. Possibly. It's possible that even if someone is nistaris achar leida, we don't pass it like that, would not be called a Saris Chama. But here in the Mishnah, that's the way we're using it. We're using the word Saris Adam as that, by therefore, since a person had to get involved, so now there was a Shas HaKesher. So meanwhile, until he became a Saris, so he's not an absolute Saris. The Saris Chama is someone who was congenitally a Saris. There was never a Shas HaKesher. And that's what you heard from your Rabbi. So Saris Adam, there we do Chalitza Lishto, because there was a Shas HaKesher. A Saris Chama, lo Chalitza lo Chatzin. That is the absolute Saris. And that's where the Torah was Lamayit. All of which stresses reproductive capacity, and here there never was such a thing, there was never a key. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, look, you got it all backwards. Actually, it's the other way around. It's a Saris Chama, there's a dinner chalitza, because something that is a congenital problem is basically caused by things that are subtle, but that are not massive breakdowns in the physical system to deliver sperm. So we can handle that. Maybe refuse. There's ways to turn the reproductive system back on. But there's no way for us to reconnect, let's say, the chutei habeitzim. And they say, Ata, I only have problems with that. Somebody who went through a vasectomy. So it's very difficult to fix once it's done. So that's the point. There's no fixing it. As Sri said, done, lo chaleitz lo chutzim lishon nishen lo refuah. So when the Torah is talking about absolute, it means absolute, not up until this time. It means from this point on. In other words, it was shayach, this person. So what are you going to say? You didn't get a refuah. You don't know the refuah. That's not the point, but it's shayach refuah. Therefore, that's not what the Torah is talking about. Mashayach and the other case, then that's indeed absolute. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir was made on a case of ben Megusat. Where this was a guy who lived in Yerushalayim, and he was a Sri Saddam who never had any children, and they were Mayavim, his wife, Alpi Bezdin. L'kayim divrei Rabbi Akiva. This basically shows Rabbi Akiva is right, that a Sri Saddam who has a Shas HaKesher, so then we're Mayavim, his wife. Hasaris lo choleitz v'lo Mayavim. So a real Saris cannot do Chalitza, because there's no point in the Chalitza. There's no Chiyav of Yivam Bechlal, because there is, if he is the one who's supposed to be doing the yibum, it's not shayach for him to be making lakim shem alachim. V'chein island is, where it's not shayach habachor asher teleit, lo choletz v'lo mityabemet. In fact, a soris who did chalitza, all he did was work in the shoe store. Lo pasla, he did not pasle her at all from the kuna because it was meaningless. Ba'ala, pasla, if however he slept with her, then he was pasle because he was nus. So now she becomes now psula lekuhuna, not because anything to do with the yibam, adarava, but because since there's no chi of yibam, so mamela she's an erava, she remains eshes achim, shaloba makom mitzvah, and therefore she becomes now psula. The same thing is true of an islandess. An islandess who got chalitza. It's not a chalitza b'chalal, it's a joke. Lo paslua. But if bo'alua, so now it's a bilatznus, and it's a chi of chorus. So paslua mevesh bilato, bilatznus. Good. Michtis, says the Gemara, but this whole thing doesn't make any sense. According to Rabbi Akiva Lishitasa, he holds that a Chayav Lav has the same din as a Chayav Krisis, correct? So this guy who's a Ptsua Daka is anyway going to be Osir. So this is what we're talking about over here. Is there a Chayav Yibam? Is that the point? Is that the point? Since over here you're talking, what is he saying over here? That a Sori is, he does Chalitza, right? If he would be now, it's Risa Adam, because he had a Shas HaKershon. He's an Erva! According to Rabbi Akiva, it's the same thing as having the Chameshes Reinoshim falling to... He's not Shaya, she's not allowed to marry him. The whole thing makes no sense if we're talking about Rabbi Akiva. Why are we talking about the Chiyav Yiva of an Erva? Clear the question? Rabbi Akiva, what's the Erva here? Suadak? How could, and according to him, even though it's a lav is exactly the same as Chorus? That's why Yesh Mam Zer Mekabek Kriis, not Shayach Kiddushin. All of the dinim that we had before apply to the Rabbi Akiva, apply to Lavin. So the whole mission makes absolutely no sense. He's clearing about whether there is such a thing as a Chiyav Yibam. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Because you cannot marry her, and it's the same as Rishon Kodesh, there's no Chiyav Yibam. Chayav Kriis is Lav Benei Chalitzav Yibam, Ninu, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he is, for all intents and purposes, the equivalent of a Chiyav Kriis, according to us. What does that have to do with the price of Yitzchak Shem? And what are you asking?
The
relationship. So what are we talking about? Even if he could have kids, he would be usher. So what are we going to do? Omer Abami, I'll tell you what it's talking about over here. It's talking about that the deceased brother had married a Geiris. So since he had married Geiris, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, holds Kal Gerim Lo Yikre Kal, so there's no issue. Because it's only Lo Yavob to Adak of the Kal Hashem. So over here, there's no answer to the Dak of the Kal Hashem. Because it's not Kal Hashem. That's the only case. It'll work out. This is the answer if that's the case. So why is Rabbi Akiva talking about Chalitza? What's the number with Chalitza? You should be able to give him. There's no answer on him. The Chalamo is not even the country on this. What's the problem? Why is Rabbi Akiva saying, Chalitz, 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 that's not the point. Go ahead and be Miyavi. Yochi, Yavu, Minami, Miyavi, Enochi, Nami. A limit of Rabbi Akiva, of course you could do Yiba. And the only reason he uses the word choletz is because Rabbi Yeshua used the word choletz. So I did Yom Rabbi Yeshua choletz. Rabbi Yeshua said, I have a Kabbalah that there are times that you're chaylis. Rabbi Yeshua had to say that because he also had to say lo chaylis. It's not even an Indian of chalitza. He had to say that. But Rabbi Akiva, since Agav is responding to Rabbi Yeshua, so he used the word chaylis. And by the way, how else can you understand it? It's clear in the Mishnah. Because what are we bringing a raya from Rabbi Yeshua ben Peseir from the Maisa in Yerushalayim? Ben Megusa. It says in there, V'yidmu et ishtol v'kayim et Rabbi Akiva. So if you, what do you think Rabbi Akiva meant only chalitza, not yibum? So what do we bring a raya to him from a case of yibum? That would be a kasha on him. So obviously, when he said chalitza, he didn't mean only chalitza. He's saying you, Rabbi Yeshua. So that, no, avada, you could do yibum as well. Shmami, no, you're right about that. It's not about that. That's 100% the right. Masiv Rabbi, psuadaka, chrushofka, srisadam, v'hazakein. So for, let me tell you the cases. We have a case of someone who is a srisadam, and we have a case of a zakein, where he's too old to have viable sperm. O chotzin, o miyabu. When I say all cases, either chalitza or yibum, what would be the case? If they died, Psuadaka dies, okay? Zakein dies. He has a wife. He has normal brothers. The brothers come along, and either they do minor, or they give a get, or they do chalitza. Masha asur asur, completely kosher. If they went ahead, mean baalu kanu. If they went ahead and they were baal, it's certainly a kosher yibum and has the same thing as anything else. On the other hand, if the meitu achim, the brothers who were normal, died, and now they who are now Sirisei Adam or Zakein, if they went ahead now and they did minor, or they gave a get, or they gave chalitza, also masha asur asur, and also mean baalu kanu. So in either direction. The chiyav is actually an absolute chiyav as long as there was a shas hakeisha. It doesn't matter if right now he's not shayach, he's a tzrisadam, doesn't matter. Of course, I mean, he was also to do it, also the time when we're going to make him get rid of his wife, because in the case where he's a tzuadaka, because over there it says, lo yavot tzuadaka kushachav kalasher, if he's a tzrisadam. That obviously, I mean, we can't allow. But in principle, the idea over here is that there is an iser. Now, excuse me, but the words over here say, Shinema loya voksu daka for shafkaba kalashem, right? So, I mean, obviously, we are not talking about a case when they married Gamer. The case in the Braita, which is following now the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, says, loya voksu daka kalashem. So, what are you telling me? That the case of Rabbi Akiva was a case of Gamer. It's not a case of Gamer. It says, Beferish. It expands the case to include kalashem. So, therefore, that cannot be what we're talking about. Ela, says Rabbi, you got to have another explanation. Ela, I'm a Rabbi. I'll tell you what the Maisa is. The Maisa is like this. What happened is that he indeed was a Ptsuadaka, except not at the time of the Nefila. The time of the Nefila, the Shasakesha, was the Chiev of Yibum. Even I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he wasn't a Ptsuadaka. Now he became a Ptsuadaka. It's like we're saying, since already there was a Chalois of Yibum, so over there you can't tell me that if he became afterwards a Ptsuadaka, then now the Yibum becomes Batal. Says Abaye, what are you talking about? We certainly would say it becomes Batal. That's exactly the case that we had way back early in the Masechta. We were talking about the case where a woman becomes Asura. This was the classic case where one of the brothers was married to the sister, but as a katana. And now falls the older sister as a gedela. The whole machlokas. So what do we do? What do we do? Maybe we teach her to be mamaneh so that he's able to be mekayem the yibum. Or she's asura to him. Or, we had now, Rabbi Gamliel said, listen, in miyana miyana. Look, if she goes out and she's mamaneh, it's fine. See? Then there's no problem because retroactively we annul the marriage and he can go ahead and give yibum to her sister, who has now fallen to him the yibum. But if not, she doesn't do yibum, so wait until she becomes a gedela. When she becomes a gedela, we're talking about over here a katana that not the father married her off, that it would be a derisive. But that was only the rabbanon that her brother married, she became a gedusha. So wait until she gets older, and now she will cancel the yibum. The teitzei halazon shemachotisha. No, fantastic. So what do you see from here? It says Abai fresh mishnah. Don't try to tell me that once there's a chaloschi of yibum that it doesn't become canceled by afterwards turning the woman who needed to be mityabemet into an erva. So over here, if the guy becomes a psuadaka, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, precisely the same situation. We turned the relationship to the relationship of erva. It's as if it's a chiyuv karis, according to him. Let's cancel it right now. What are you telling me? Because it was once chal, it can't be canceled. That's absolutely not true.
The
the rabbanim marriage becomes the
rice
marriage, and then the
yibama
falls out.
Ooh, that's tough one. Can't answer that. Okay, so we have to take another attack. Omer of Yosef, you know what? This Tana of Rabbi Akiva here is the Tana. Remember we had a machlokas before? In Rabbi Akiva. Is it the pshat that Rabbi Akiva holds every chayvei lav creates a mamzeres? Or is it the pshat that every chayvei lav of she'er creates mamzeres? So that has nothing to do with incest. It's no din of she'er.
That
was a big machlokas. This Tana indeed holds, it's the Tana in Rabbi Akiva that we saw earlier, that holds v'chayvei lav de she'er avi mamzeres. So for instance, let's say anusat aviv. We hold that that's an incest. It's allowed. Not an incest. So over there, Rabbi Akiva said, no, Isulav also creates mamzeres, right? But how about a psuadaka? Psuadaka is not an isser that will prevent the chalois of Kedusha, because it's not Megayar She'er. And therefore, Michai Vilavim grade lo avi mamzer. In which case, since it's not a mamzer, so that means that the Chiyav of Yibum would be chal. Therefore, it makes perfectly good sense for us to discuss Alib and Rabbi Akiva. Where is the case for the Zechiyah of Yibam? By the Sri Saddam. How could there be a Chiyah of Yibam? It's an Isra'lav, and therefore has a din of canceling the Yibam. Not true. It's not an Isra'lav of She'er. And the only din that cancels the Yibam is Olea B'chayah's din of She'er. Therefore, this doesn't count. So it makes perfect good sense. Even Alib and Rabbi Akiva. Sister Gemara, but look, I mean, bottom line. Does the Torah or does it not say that the purpose of Yibum is to create a child for the brother? What are we talking about? Shas Kesher is not Shas Kesher. I mean, fact is, nothing's going to come of this. The guy cannot have children. The woman cannot have children. What are we talking about? The current status is. I mean, what does that do with the current status? You can't ignore the fact that the Tachlis of Yibum is Vakim Lachiv Shem. He can't be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam, and this seems to be a definition of the mitzvah of Yibam. So how do you get around that, Bichlal? Omar Rava, well, I'll tell you how to get around it, because if you think that that's what it means, Lachim Lachim Shem, and then we're going to say, and if, at the current time, so then, if that's the case, the woman whose husband died, you're saying, he wasn't the Saris, he died as a perfectly healthy person. I'd like to see him impregnate his wife 1 second before he died. Go ahead. Could he do that? No way. So that means that on his deathbed, for all intents and purposes, he's a Saris. So that means that every woman is pure from Yibam, because her husband, since by definition he's dead, must have gone through at least a moment in his process of dying in which he couldn't have children. And you're saying, well, how can Lachim Shem? He's literally has to be able to be Shariah for me. Well, so then we might as well throw the mitzvah Yibam out of the garbage, because there's no such thing. It's obviously amazing. The fact is, the Torah says that the Hakim Lachim Shem, which wouldn't be called a Pratla Zeh Shishmo Machui, does not apply to his current status. It applies to his total status. So if that's the case, it's true in terms of the Miyabim as well.
Had he lived, he could have had children. Had he lived and not died, which means that he could have had children with some other wife.
But you're saying that it should, I mean, we can always say that, had. You're saying, you're claiming, listen, you're claiming that it should go according to his current status, right? So if at this moment, you're saying, he cannot be making Lachim Shem, or if at this moment his shame is machui, because right now he's about to die without children and doesn't have a chance, even if you gave him a woman right now, he couldn't impregnate her. He's half dead! How's he going
to
impregnate her?
Much as he'd like to.
Nothing he can do, right? Okay? So that means that it doesn't go according to his current status. That's the point. So in case, see that inside. Amar Rav, in case, in l'chayisha shekshere liyavim, sholana sebala siris kama sha'achat kodom lemitato. Hey, you know, that's a good point. So what does Rebbe Eliezer do with that point? I mean, the Rebbe Eliezer, the piruka, the Rava, this way that Rava gets out of the question is actually a devastating question to Rebbe Eliezer Shita Bichlal. I mean, how could Rebbe Eliezer say over here that no, Shasa Kosher is unimportant? That's not the point. The point is, what's possible now? I mean, here you see that's not true. How's he going to get around the fact that every person basically becomes a Sari Shah Achas Kedem L'Misasa? That's ridiculous. I mean, what this Shah is. Sorry, it's not a Sari. He's weak. That's not called a Sari. If a guy is too weak to be able to impregnate a woman, you're going to call him a Sari. All that is hakhasha. It simply doesn't feel strong enough. But that's not specifically anything to do with reproduction. He's too tired. I'm going to call him a sarah. He's too tired. This is chishusa.